You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
GF pregnant by another guy after wild weekend of sex with him. Gory details inside. Thoughts appreciated. Me and my GF are both 30. We have good jobs and make a reasonable amount of money. We have been together for 5 years. I love her very much. She is, to be frank, the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. She could easily be a model. She is many guys' ideal woman and a certain 10-10. Whenever she goes out, she gets hit on constantly. Whether I am there or not actually. Me. Not so much, although I have no problem attracting women. I am above average 7-10 and take care of myself. But I couldn't be a male model or anything. Generally, our relationship has been fantastic. Neither of us has been unfaithful and we are very much in love. I certainly love her very, very much. The last 6 or so months have been stressful, however. Work has been into overdrive for both of us. And although we've made a reasonable amount of money towards buying our first house, either of us getting home before 10 p.m. has been very rare. Basically, we've been exhausted and have neglected both taxed and our relationship. Although not for any other reason than time and being exhausted. My feelings haven't altered one iota and neither have hers. Fast forward to around 2.5 months ago when we were both invited to separate reunions with old friends across the country. Neither of us are originally from the area we're living in now. It was a great opportunity for both of us to blow off steam after working so hard and neglecting life for a few months. Although we were both disappointed it wasn't going to be with each other. So we kissed, told each other how much we loved and will miss each other. And I went across the country to my hotel and she went to hers. Let's just say, we had very different weekends. Hers involved going to a party where, in her words, the most good-looking guy she has ever seen approached her. Apparently he was a friend of a friend of someone else at the party. She basically said every woman was getting wet just looking at him and she was just on a high that this guy approached her. She didn't plan on anything, but everyone was drinking heavily and she ended up in bed with him. For most of the weekend, when she came back, she was the most loving, attentive girlfriend you have ever seen. I was still too tired, exhausted for tax. But literally she was like a Stepford wife in the weeks that followed.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I stupidly just put it down to her missing me and love that she loved me so much. Fast forward again. She broke down and said she couldn't cope with the lie anymore and told me everything. Prompted, I am sure, by her finding out that morning that she's pregnant. There is zero possibility of it being mine. She is the most sorry and frightened woman you have ever seen. She even asked me to physically assault her because she is so angry and upset that she cheated on me. She will do anything I want to make things okay. It's a bit scary, actually. She is frightened and literally shaking at the prospect of me leaving her. If I am honest with myself, I think most of the fear is about the baby. She is crying, saying she can't get rid of it and she is terrified of keeping it and raising it alone. I was completely and utterly numb and heartbroken. I said to her that before I go any further, I need the truth. Literally every second of what happened that weekend or I am out the door. I knew this was a double-edged sword and that the reality and cold facts could destroy me. But I am one of these people who can't not know. The facts were horrifying and made me physically sick. I actually threw up. Basically, my girlfriend was this guy's personal adult video star for the weekend. Some highlights. It was the roughest, most aggressive tax she has ever experienced. And she ducking loved every minute of it. It was the best tax she has ever experienced. She had several powerful and intense orgasms during their weekend in bed. She has never ever come like this before with anyone or solo. His dick was the best she has ever taken. 9. He made her ducking measure it during one of their tax games, which rubbed all the right areas and he could keep going for hours. They didn't use protection obviously, and he came in her mouth, she swallowed all over her face, her OOO and inside her several times during their weekend together. How big were this guy's balls? Fun fact. After he came on her OOO, he pushed her back on the bed and scooped up his cum with his finger and fed it to her. He smacked her during tax not too hard, her ass in her face, and before she had time to even feel the pain or react, he would whisper something or do something passionate that made her just let him keep going, so she said. So he basically taught my girlfriend to enjoy some BDSM that weekend. Awesome. He caught some of the above on his camera phone. So there is a video somewhere of my girlfriend basically acting like a porn star in a cheap hotel room. So, Reddit. I can't say I didn't consider the implications of asking, but ducking hell, I have had my heart firmly ripped from me. Currently, therefore, I have a girlfriend who is pregnant by a male model BDSM hero with a magic duck, who is going to have his baby, and who is so sorry she will do whatever the duck I want so that I can somehow get over this and stay with her. Basically, I can treat her however I please as long as I don't leave. It's fine if I hate her for the rest of my life, even as long as I stay with her. We have been talking about marriage and kids this last year, and she is desperate for me to commit to that still. She keeps promising to spend the rest of her life making this up to me and will be the perfect wife I could possibly want. I don't even know what to think right now. I feel like every sense I have has been shorted out and I am now totally numb. My first instinct is to just wait for her to work in the morning, then pack up all my stuff and just leave. I am not the type of guy to raise another guy's baby, especially now I know the full circumstances of how it was conceived. We have just 2 months left on our lease and I can easily switch to a different end of the country with my job very quickly. I feel so grateful for that right now. So I can literally leave and never speak to or hear from her again. The only problem is that I am so in love with her. I don't feel like I'll ever get over her. Duck. I am hesitating. I am second guessing myself. What do you think, Reddit? Is it possible to overcome a situation like this? I can't think how. I simply cannot raise this guy's kid. I can't. Duck. My head's all over the place. Rational thoughts would be awesome about now. Dude. She wants you to take care of the baby. Also, since she hasn't had the chance to get bored with that guy, nothing will ever live up to that weekend, and she will probably go looking for it again. She didn't seem to feel too bad until she realized she was pregnant and had to tell you. If you want to raise another man's child while she thinks about him every time you duck, then go ahead, but I don't think you want that. She even told you she's just scared of raising it alone. Don't get used as a wallet. This is Duck Bro. I don't even know what to say. I'd get out if I were you. It's just too much. Far too much. Edit, I seriously think this is the most ducked thing I've seen on our relationship advice, ever. I have a terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach. The magic duck guy was clearly a vampire, and he glamed her into doing all those things. You see, oh wait, vampires don't exist. Okay, it was many long hours of the best tax you'll never have, made of a great many individual moments of weakness. It could have happened to anybody. Okay, no, wait, I've got this. Lots of guys are cuckoos and raise kick-ass kids of some alpha dude who ducked your wife so much better than you ever could. It's cool, bro. Plus, if you stay, it'll send a clear signal that your undying love for her is stronger than your self-respect. And chicks love that stuff. And just think, she'll be super nice to you for at least 2 more months, before she realizes you're a goddamn PC and that she can treat you however she wants for as long as she decides to keep you around. There are no downsides here. Second story. My ex-wife F38 and I am 38 divorced because I was infertile and unwilling to use a sperm donor. How should I tell her that my GF F24 is pregnant? My ex-wife is a complete girly girl who loves children and always wanted a big family. She is a primary school teacher and was a doula for her sister's births. We started trying when we were both 28 and had been married for 5 years. After 18 months without success, we both got fertility testing. I was found to be infertile. I went through several diagnostic procedures and treatments that, frankly, I would like to forget. I was told the odds of me conceiving naturally were close to zero. We considered IVF, but the specialist said it was not viable. The whole episode took about 5 years from beginning to resignation. I was upset, but my ex-wife was devastated. She was briefly hospitalized for an acute depressive episode in 2015. It did not help that her younger sister had 5 children by that time. My ex-wife wanted to use a sperm donor. I understand that biology isn't everything, but despite counseling and my best efforts at rationalization, I could never moderate the feeling of revulsion at the idea of choosing to raise another man's child. I knew I could never see the child as mine, maybe a stepchild. At best, my still called that toxic masculinity. So, Unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Deal breaker. We divorced in 2017. It was a strange divorce. We both loved and supported each other throughout. We were still living together until about 6 months after the finalization. When my ex still started finding men for my ex-wife to date, I then made myself scarce. We briefly reunited numerous times during the next year and are in each other's wider social circle to this day. As I understand it, she has had no long-term relationship since our divorce. And surprisingly, no children. In mid-2018 I met my current GF. I revealed my infertility early in the relationship. She said she always thought she would have children, but she was young enough that by the time she was ready, maybe they could fix me. I pointed out that this was setting up both of us for future heartache, but I had fallen for her, so I wasn't going to argue. In April this year she missed her period. When the test came back positive, her first reaction was to go into full panic mode and swear she had never cheated on me. I never doubted her but realized that's what every cheated on partner says. But hey, you can now get a prenatal paternity blood test as early as 7 weeks. Who knew? The baby is mine. We are both delighted. I went to a fertility doc to see if anything had changed. It hadn't. How did this happen then? His answer: you won the lottery. Part of my problem was that the few sperm I did produce were deformed. So we have undertaken every available prenatal screening. This is also why we have only told 4 other people. But now we have the all clear. I share numerous friends and acquaintances with my ex-wife. We cannot conceal this from her. I know her. And although it has been 2 years since we were close, I know this will devastate her. My GF knows all the history and is totally supportive. She thinks that telling my ex-wife before she finds out is the right thing to do. How should I go about it? Should I contact my ex-wife's sister or mother so they can be there? Maybe. Write a letter they can deliver. Tell her to her face. Hick. I do not want to cause my ex-wife any more pain than is inevitable. Third story. My wife, 37 female, and I, 39 male, entered into an open marriage at her request. Now she wants to close it up again. Self. Relationship advice. My wife and I have been married for 15 years. We have 2 children, a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. About a year and a half ago, my wife came to me asking for an open marriage. She said she was bored with just us and wanted to experience more. I was very against this, as I am a strong believer that marriage is between 2 people. At the same time, when we got married, I had 5 sexual partners and my wife had only been with me. She made it clear that either we opened things up or she was prepared to file for divorce. Neither of us wanted that. So I agreed under certain conditions. Nobody brought back to the house. We don't talk about partners. The kids don't know. Family doesn't know. All partners are tested ahead of time. Nobody that we both know, etc. I had a strong suspicion that my wife had someone in mind. And this was confirmed when 24 hours after we agreed, she went out and didn't return until 4 a.m. It was difficult for me to accept, and I was really not okay with it. But I wanted to save my marriage. Last May I met Amber. Our daughters are in marching band together. Amber is divorced and has no interest in getting married again. Like everyone else in the world, she does have needs. So 5 months after opening up the marriage, I began sleeping with Amber. At first it felt like cheating, but honestly it's nice to have something no strings where neither of us wants it to proceed forward. Over time I became comfortable with the idea that my wife and I would be able to get our needs met both inside and outside of our marriage. It actually made our tax life a lot more passionate, and we were much happier. My wife and her side guy, who I never met, stopped seeing each other in April amid coronavirus. From what I gather, while he's in an open marriage, his wife is not aware, and it was too hard to get away. In May we helped organize a Zoom concert for the band kids, which turned out great, though my wife met Amber for the first time. Well, I guess Amber has been open with a few of the moms because it got back to my wife that Amber was my outside partner. My wife informed me that, as we both know Amber, I needed to end things with her. I refused, citing the fact that neither of us knew her ahead of time, and the meeting did not violate the rules we established. Throughout the past months, she's numerous times told me that she's uncomfortable with me continuing to sleep with Amber and I need to conclude the arrangement. Note that she was fine for a year where she was with her partner. This weekend she came to me and stated that she'd like to close our marriage again. I told her I was open to that as long as we agreed that it would remain closed moving forward. She agreed that's what she wants as well. That she doesn't need to have any more partners. That she's happy with just me. I told her that we could agree to close the marriage on 2 conditions. The first I laid out above. The second, I wanted her to sign a document waiving spousal support in the event of divorce. She flipped out. She categorically refused to even consider that. My wife is a SOM and has not worked since we got married. She said that I could keep seeing Amber and leave her with nothing if she signed that. I told her that I'd be willing to include a list of mutually agreed upon situations, including infidelity on my part, where the agreement would be void. She says it's not open for discussion, that she's not going to continue to be cheated on and left with nothing when I decide to leave her for Amber. I pointed out that this whole thing was her idea and that I only went along with it to preserve our marriage. She says that if we don't close the marriage up, then it might as well be over. I told her that I am not going to tolerate being threatened with divorce every time she doesn't get her way. She says I am being dramatic and I need to focus on us. Should I agree without stipulations? I know there's no future with Amber as we've both agreed it's purely physical, and even though I know I am standing my ground, I feel like I am blowing up my marriage over a dead end. At the same time, I don't believe it's about Amber at all. Too long didn't read my wife asked for an open marriage. I reluctantly agreed. Now that she's no longer seeing her outside partner, she wants to close it up again. Fourth story. My 45 male wife 42 female revealed she was unfaithful and I am divorcing her. Our children 15 female 17 male hate me for it. Edit guys, I appreciate the advice, but I am not asking on how to get past the infidelity. I've made my decision, and it's not something I am willing to forgive. I am looking for advice on how to handle this with my kids, and how to reassure them we can still be a family even if we aren't married. My wife and I have been together for 18 years. We had our ups and downs, but overall our marriage has been solid and she was my best friend. We've always been very close with our children and have raised them very much as a unit. And in turn they're very close to us. About 2 weeks ago I brought up an advice column in the paper I had read regarding infidelity and talked about it for a bit. And I could see she had clearly started to tear up and was attempting to hide it. So I asked her what was bothering her. She confessed that about 7 years ago she cheated on me with a former co-worker on a business trip. And then once with him after that before breaking it off due to guilt. This was around the time she left that job for a new one which she had told me back. Then was due to feeling like it wasn't a good fit but now confesses was because she didn't want to work with him anymore. She says she never had a good reason for it. She knew it was wrong then but gave into the urge and nothing has ever happened since. Claims she confessed now as she can't live with the guilt of hiding it from me. We talked about for the next 3 days when the kids were in school while trying our best not to let them know while they were home. I realized I knew I'd never be able to let this go. Nor would I be able to...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Forgive her. She's distraught. We sat our kids down to tell them about the fact our marriage was ending. Obviously, this was extremely tough. They acted as one could expect and blame was thrown at both of us. My wife and I agreed to tell them it was mutual. But I guess guilt got the better of her again because she ends up crying and telling them not to blame me. That she betrayed my trust in the past and just told me now. And that it's all her fault. This had the opposite effect that she intended. And now both our kids absolutely resent me for not forgiving mom and ruining our family. My wife has repeatedly tried to put blame back on herself, which only makes the kids double down and defend her more as if she's the victim. I don't want to drag their mother through the mud, so I am trying to explain as tactfully as I can. But they're gone as far as saying that when I get my own apartment they don't want to see me anymore and refuse my suggestion of seeing a therapist together and reject the idea that I still plan to see them on a regular basis and be on good terms with their mother. My wife isn't helping matters as she's been an emotional wreck since I've told her of my plan to leave. I love my kids. But I don't know how to make them understand this without dragging their mother through the mud. I don't know how to assure them this has nothing to do with them or that I am not trying to punish or hurt their mom. I just know that I cannot get past this. And for my own happiness I need to leave any suggestions on how to get them to stop seeing me as the villain would be helpful. Too long didn't read wife revealed past infidelity. I am leaving. Kids hate me for it.